الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الله أكبر.
On behalf of Understand Quran Academy, I would like to welcome you to 20th lesson in which we will study supplications before and after eating and practice two more verbs on type سمع and will also learn a motivational tip.
Allahu Akbar.
As usual, I would request you to first go through the notes, study the supplication, study word for word, and continue.
Allahu Akbar.
Before eating, we say Bismillah, in the name of Allah. That's too obvious. And if one forgets to say Bismillah in the beginning, then he should say Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, fi awwalihi, in its beginning. Awwal means beginning. In its beginning, awwal is also first. So in its beginning, wa akhirihi, and its ending. Akhir is last. Awwal is first and akhir is last. So in the name of Allah, in its beginning and its ending. The prayer after eating or the supplication after eating is Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. Alhamdu, all praise and thanks. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, simultaneously thanking Him. Lillah is for Allah, or be to Allah, alladhi, the one who at'amana, at'ama, fed us, at'ama, fed, na az. At'ama, he fed, na az. Wa saqa, wa, and saqa, he gave to drink, na az. So saqana, he gave us to drink. Wa ja'alana, wa, and ja'ala, he made, na az. Wa ja'alana, and he made us, min, from, or from among, al-muslimin, the Muslims, those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslims means those who submit to Allah's commands. So translate. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana, praise be to Allah who fed us. Wa saqana, and gave us to drink. Wa ja'alana min al-muslimin, and made us from among Muslims. Now let's come to some of the words. Very interesting things here. Notice the difference between ja'alna and ja'alana. What is ja'alna? Ja'ala, ja'alu, ja'alta, ja'altum, ja'altu, ja'alna. Ja'alna, we made. And ja'alana, ja'ala, he made, na, us. He made us. A little difference in pronunciation will make a huge difference in meanings. Ja'alna, we made. Ja'alna, we made. And ja'alana, he made us.
Allahu Akbar.
Similarly, khalaqna and khalaqana. Khalaqna, we created. Khalaqa, khalaqu, khalaqta, khalaqtum, khalaqtu, khalaqna. We created. And khalaqana, khalaqa, he created, na us. So khalaqna, we created. Khalaqana, he created us.
Allahu
Similarly,
Akbar.
Razaqna. And razaqana. Razaqna, we provided. And razaqana, he provided us. Razaqna and razaqana. So be careful what you are saying.
Allahu Akbar.
In the last lesson, we learned some interesting derivatives. Like mata, he died. And amata means he gave death or he killed. Hayya, he lived. And ahya, he gave life. Similarly, we have another word today on similar pattern. Ta'ama is he ate or he tasted. And at'ama, he gave to eat or he fed. These are advanced forms, but I'm just giving you some idea about how these forms are made. So, mata, amata. Hayya, ahya. Ta'ama, at'ama. And so on. Let us bring this supplication into our life. And for the time being, we'll take the supplication that is recited after eating. As I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can ask, O Allah, make me a true Muslim. Because وَجَعْلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, after I got this energy, make me live like a Muslim with this energy that I will get from the food, and evaluate. Do I think of using the energy in thanking him by action, in addition to thanking, you know, by heart and by tongue, and also live as a Muslim? And plan, and also make sure that we don't use any of our energies in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And propagate that the purpose of our lives is to live as a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is feeding us, He's giving us to drink and everything, so we should, you know, we should thank Him. This is the minimum that, you know, we should do. If you look at an animal, for example, a dog, if you give him food, he will be so thankful, so obedient to you. Our whole existence is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is giving us everything. Shouldn't we thank Him and use that energy in His obedience?
Allahu Akbar.
Now let's come to grammar. In grammar we have learned four types of fa'ala so far. I just repeat these four types very quickly, and that's how you should be able to repeat them. Let's take fataha. فتح فتحوا فتحت فتحتم فتحتوا فتحنا يفتح يفتحون تفتح تفتحون أفتح نفتح افتح افتحوا لا تفتح لا تفتحوا فاتح مفتوح فتح وفتح هي فتحت ويفتح هي تفتح نصر or he helped. This was the second type, B type. نصر نصروا نصرت نصرتم نصرتوا نصرنا ينصروا. That's the difference, and it continues. يَنْصُرُونَ تَنْصُرُ تَنْصُرُونَ أَنْصُرُ نَنْصُرُ أُنْصُرُ أُنْصُرُ لَا تَنْصُرْ لَا تَنْصُرُ نَاصِرْ مَنْصُرْ نَصْرْ وَنَصَرَ هِيَ نَصَرَتْ وَيَنْصُرُ هِيَ تَنْصُرُ. You can repeat with me. Let's take C type. ضَرَبَ, he hit. Or ضَرَبَ مَثَلًا, he gave example. ضَرَبَ ضَرَبُوا ضَرَبْتَ ضَرَبْتُمْ ضَرَبْتُ ضَرَبْنَا يَضْرِبُ يَضْرِبُونَ تَضْرِبُ تَضْرِبُونَ أَضْرِبُ نَضْرِبُ اضْرِبْ اضْرِبُ لَا تَضْرِبْ لَا تَضْرِبُ ضَارِبْ مَضْرُوب ضَرْب هُوَ ضَرَبَ هِيَ ضَرَبَتْ وَيَضْرِبُ هِيَ تَضْرِبُ. And the fourth type was سَمِعَ, he heard. سَمِعَ سَمِعُ, and the difference is right here, you know, instead of سَمَعَ it is سَمِعَ, and the difference continues in perfect forms. سَمِعَ سَمِعُ سَمِعْتَ سَمِعْتُمْ سَمِعْتُ سَمِعْنَا يَسْمَعُ يَسْمَعُونَ تَسْمَعُ تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْمَعُ نَسْمَعُ اسْمَعْ اسْمَعُ لَا تَسْمَعْ لَا تَسْمَعُ سَامِعْ مَسْمُعْ سَمْعْ هُوَ سَمِعَ هِيَ سَمِعَتْ وَيَسْمَعُ هِيَ تَسْمَعُ. In this lesson, we will do two more verbs on this sami'a pattern or D pattern, which is amila and rahima. Amila has come in the Quran in different basic forms 318 times, and rahima 148 times, and 90% of these occurrences are those that we are practicing here. Amila. Amila means he worked, he acted, he did. Translate. Amila, he worked. Amilu, they worked. Amilta, you worked. Amiltum, you all worked. Amiltu, I worked. Amilna, we worked. Ya'malu, he works. Ya'maluna, they work. Ta'malu, you work. Ta'maluna, you all work. A'malu, I work. Na'malu, we work. I'mal, work. I'malu, work. La ta'mal, don't work. La ta'malu, don't work. Amil, worker, the one who works. Ma'mul, an amal, to work. Huwa amila, hiya amilat, she worked. Huwa ya'malu, hiya ta'malu. Now repeat with me. Amila, amilu, amilta, amiltum, amiltu, amilna. Ya'malu, ya'maluna, ta'malu, ta'maluna. A'malu, na'malu. I'mal, i'malu, la ta'mal, la ta'malu. Amil, ma'mul, amal. هو عمل هي عملت هو يعمل هي تعمل. Now let's come to the second verb, رحمة. He was merciful. He bestowed mercy. He was merciful to someone. Rahima, he bestowed mercy. Rahimu, they bestowed mercy. Rahimta, you bestowed mercy. Rahimtum, you all bestowed mercy. Rahimtu, I bestowed mercy. Rahimna, we bestowed mercy. Yarhamu, he bestows mercy. Yarhamuna, they bestow mercy. Tarhamu, you bestow mercy. Tarhamuna, you all bestow mercy. Arhamu, I bestow mercy. Narhamu, we bestow mercy. Irham, bestow mercy, or shower mercy, give mercy, show mercy. Irhamu, show mercy, or bestow mercy. La tarham, don't show mercy, or don't have mercy. La tarhamu, don't have mercy. Rahim, the one who bestows mercy. Marhum, the one who is bestowed mercy. The one who is showered with mercy. Rahmatun is mercy, or to have mercy. Huwa rahima, hiya rahimat. Huwa yarhamu, hiya tarhamu. Now repeat with me. Rahima, rahimu, rahimta, rahimtum, rahimtu, rahimna. Yarhamu, yarhamuna. Tarhamu, tarhamuna. Arhamu, narhamu. Irham, irhamu, la tarham, la tarhamu. Rahim, marhum, rahmatun. Huwa rahima, hiya rahimat. Huwa yarhamu, hiya tarhamu.
Allah,
we have learned four verbs on the pattern of sami'a, or D pattern, bab sami'a. Just a tip to remember these four verbs. If a righteous person hears something good, he hears, then he will know about it. Sami'a, then alima. And if he knew about it, then he will work on it. Amila. And if he works on it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy on him, or will bestow mercy on him. Rahima. So sami'a, alima, amila, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rahima on him. Remember that all these four verbs come on the fourth pattern, sami'a pattern. In motivational tip, we will take a verse from Surah Al-Furqan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the attributes or characteristics of those whom He loves. That's why He starts the description with Ibadur Rahman, wa Ibadur Rahman illadhina, and so on. And as we go along, He says that one of their attributes is وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. And they who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, or reminded with the verses of their Lord, بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, they do not fall down thereat deaf and blind. They do not fall down thereat means, that means they don't take it like a deaf and a blind person. The verse implies that they are not among those who listen to Quranic verses, of course understand them in those times, Arabs, but do not respond to them.
Allah,
but let's talk about us, non-Arabs. What about those people who don't even bother to understand? And years are passing by. This is not, you know, just 1 year or first year or when we were young. No, years are passing by. They are crossing their middle age. They are reaching towards old age. And still, years pass by. They still go to every prayer and the imam recites the verses and they stand like a deaf and blind person. They don't bother to learn Arabic, the Quranic Arabic, even if it involves spending 15-30 minutes every day.
Allah.
In other words, you know, as we have learned earlier, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So they are choosing to remain deaf and blind. What I would say, please plan to spend 200 hours to understand Quran. MashaAllah, you have started this short course. By taking this short course, you will spend more than 7 hours in total of teaching. And what I would say, in 200 hours of teaching, you can complete the Quran. So make a plan and try to invest those 200 hours as soon as possible, so that after that, whenever you listen to the verses, you will listen and take them to your heart through the brain. You will understand them. You will not listen to them like a deaf person. And whenever you read them, you will read them through your eyes, of course, but take them to your heart through your brain, or you will understand them. You will not be like those people who listen, but they listen like a deaf person. who read, but they read like a blind person. They don't bother to understand the Quran. So let us not be like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand Quran and recite Quran, understand Quran, implement Quran, propagate Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.